Some 200 workers were rounded up by police and forced out of their homes last week. The workers lived and were employed on Gletwyn, a large property in the midst of several wealthy suburbs 14 kilometres east of the city centre. Many of them had lived there all their lives. Gletwyn is an old farm, incorporated into the city of Harare in 1996. The owners, two brothers, planned to subdivide the land into a new suburb, but would continue to grow specialist crops such as corn seed. Police arrived before Christmas and said they were going to build houses for themselves on Gletwyn. Ian Ross, who is 68, said the police started harassing and evicting hundreds of workers from their homes.
They arrived to evict all the workers, which they did piece by piece by piece, village by village, compound by compound. They were loaded onto police trucks in the rain, which most of the time arrived without fuel, and they forced the workers to buy fuel for them. They took them to various parts of the country. They were basically dumped. A lot of them lost all their furniture, saturated in the rain. But within days, they all started to come back with a reed mat, a couple of blankets, a pot, come back to work. They were hounded out of them day and night. A lot of them moved into the sheds where they could at least sleep. But they, other guys moved into those chicken runs. They're living like rabbits, like little rats living in a hole.
Ross, one of the owners of Gletwyn, went to court this week to try and stop the police action against the workers. Mac Tembo, the 46-year-old workshop manager, has worked at Gletwyn for 25 years. He says he was sent back to his rural home, Nyamapanda, on the border with Mozambique, but returned days later.
I want to work. Got more problems. I want to solve my problem. I've got children, go to school, and then go to food at Nyamapanda. If Mr. Ross goes, myself I'll go at Nyamapanda. If Mr. Ross is here, myself I'll be here.
Tembo says he was kidnapped by state security agents Tuesday and taken to Harare Central Police Station to answer questions about stolen and destroyed agricultural equipment, which he said was taken by thieves roaming the land. A property firm with ties to the government, Divine Homes, also says it has rights to Gletwyn. It is marketing 600 units on behalf of the government, arguing that Gletwyn is public property as it is a white-owned farm. A Divine Homes company official said this week there were no title deeds available for the units, but that this will, as he put it, sort itself out over time. Deputy Finance Minister David Chapfika is listed as chairman of the company. He was not available for comment this week, nor were ministers in charge of land affairs or local government. Earth movers operate at Gletwyn daily, chewing up fields with huge graders and bulldozers, destroying borehole pumps, pipes and water reservoirs, laying down crude, muddy roads in no apparent order. Last week they bulldozed workers' homes, cooking huts and thatched sheds workers built to store possessions. Gletwyn is urban land and was exempt from nationalisation until 2002, when the law was changed to allow the government to take any land, not just white-owned farmland. John Worsley Wurzik heads the advocacy group Justice for Agriculture. He says the ruling ZANU-PF party has nearly finished taking all white-owned farms and so now has had to move to urban areas. He said Gletwyn was an obvious target as it is well developed.
It's the first full wholesale attack on a huge tract of land that is already within the city limits. It goes beyond chaos. It's not a default anarchy at all. It's by design. The party have designed this anarchy to be exactly what it is today.
Ian Ross went to court again Friday, seeking an order restraining police from further intimidating or evicting workers on Gletwyn. He says the application was successful, but is much less certain that he will be able to remain at his home. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.